The Outdoor Industry's Winter Trade Show is back at the Salt Palace Convention Center, along with that ever-present tension between Utah politicians and companies that depend on the state's extraordinary landscapes. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Hundreds of companies have gathered more than 20,000 people at the massive outdoor retailer trade show. They're talking up the latest outdoor clothing and recreation gear on the exhibit floor. Some are also discussing what Utah businessman Peter Metcalf is saying about Utah politics.
It's gone from bad to worse to absolutely criminal. The attack on the public lands, the attempt to appropriate public lands from the federal government, the attack on the Antiquities Act, starving funding.
Metcalf has called on the industry to move its $50 million trade show from Utah as a result. It's a threat that's been made before successfully. It prompted Governor Gary Herbert to create a new Office of Outdoor Recreation to be a liaison with companies that employ more people than Utah's oil and gas industry. Tom Adams is its director.
I'm definitely concerned and will take heed, but I think, again, the collaboration that we have with the stakeholders will be successful.
The National Outdoor Industry Association signaled a middle ground Tuesday by pledging to keep working with Utah leaders to preserve landscapes and waterways that are critical to the outdoor recreation economy. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox is scheduled to tour the show Wednesday, and the conservation debate is expected to continue at least until the show ends. Judy Faze, KUER News.